The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Good afternoon. How are you? Oh, did I mention? I'm Sex Boy!
Yeah!
Sex Boy!
That's right! Spanning the globe to bring you the best sex in the world. I am a 9-year-old boy that's an expert on sex. That's right. That's what it is. It's Sex Boy.
Yeah.
Don't give me the buzz face. I won't be able to do the bit. Thank you. Rob goes, do you think it's all about?
No, well, sometimes your age changes. I think at one time you
were 12. How old was I last time I was here?
12, weren't you?
12. Okay, I'll be 12, Rob, if that's in your comfort zone.
No, I just think what happened, Sex Boy, is maybe you flew around the Earth and made time go back 3 years.
I'm Sex Boy.
All right!
Great to be with you on the Mike O'Mara Show. Stop the music, please. Stop everything. Turn off my reverb. Jesus. Oh, my God, I'm exhausted.
Why?
Why so tired?
Well, I was...
Let's quit an intro.
I spent the weekend in Australia.
Why?
I was in Sydney, getting a little condom program going on.
I thought safe sex.
Yes, that's what I do. Yes. Now listen, let me explain.
I thought perhaps Sydney was a young lady.
Ladies and gentlemen, no, of course. Now see, here's the difference between you and everybody else.
What's that?
You don't realize that Sex Boy does not have sex. Sex Boy is a sex promoter. I go around the room.
You're in PR?
The world, not the room. I go around the world. I make sure people are having safe sex and having a lot of sex. But I don't have sex myself.
Boy.
What?
Okay, I just
what? You mouth of the South. What? Babbling Rob, ruining the opening bit. What?
I live to ruin Sex Boy.
Yes, thank you.
My question is this. Do you someday hope to have sex?
Yes, of course. But that's not what I'm hearing. When you make these faces and then you make
make
a silly comment about me having sex, it means you're the pervert. It means you're the one that I worry about. And when I do get to the age of majority, in fact, when I get to my 30s and I have children of my own, by God, I'm going to keep them away from you.
When you have little sex infants?
Yes, yes. Oscar Santana, please, for the love of God, let me talk to someone else on the podcast.
Sex Boy wanted to get your thoughts on the latest news.
Hi, Oscar. How are you?
Good.
How was Phoenix?
It was great.
Great.
Thank you.
And Kara?
She's still there.
And we are still having...
No, zero sex.
Oh, now bad boy. Bad boy.
It all gets old.
Sex boy.
What can I do for you, Oscar?
I wanted to ask you what your latest thoughts were on the news that the recession's over.
Oh, very happy because let me tell you something. A flush populace is a sex populace. That's right. When the financial tide is turned for people, they're more willing to have sex. And that's why they count on me to remind them because I am...
Yes?
Sex Boy! How do you like the new hat?
That's great. What is it shaped like?
It's shaped like the head. I can't. I just realized I can't say.
It's condom-like.
Let's just say it's shaped like the head.
Well, I know that the phrase tip of the hat is quite appropriate
Well, you'll notice that it is not, this normal beanie would have a propeller on it. But unfortunately, what it has is a receptacle.
Reservoir tip.
Not that I'm going to use it.
No.
Why don't you just ask me who I am like you always do with the bit when you're on your game?
I was going to do that.
Ask me who I am.
By the way, who are you?
I'm Sex Boy.
Sex Boy.
Love to have you here.
Great to be here, but let me tell you something, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah? I'm happy that this recession is over.
I'll bet.
And let me tell you why.
Why?
Why? Because people will now have more sex, and they'll be babies, and they'll grow up to have more sex, and it'll be fabulous, and life will be good, and it'll be rosy, it'll just be like the Garden of Eden. The Garden of Eden, if it was presided over by...
Who are you?
Sex Boy! There you are. Listen, I wish I could stick around, but I'm off to Singapore, Shanghai, Kuala Lumpur, Bora Bora. I'm out for my South Pacific rim job. Just kidding. I know what it means. But listen, have sex more often, more frequently, and of course, do it safely.
Yes.
And in case you can't do it safely, make sure you lose her number.
Hey, wait. Before yes. you go, I have a question.
Yes, what's that?
Who are you?
I'm Sex Boy. Thanks. So long, everybody.
At www.mikeomaraShow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
I used to be able to name every nut that there was. And it used to drive my mother crazy because she used to say, Harlan Pepper, if you don't stop naming nuts. And the joke was, of course, that we lived in Pine Nut. And I think that's what put it in my head at that point. So I'd go to sleep. She'd hear me in the other room, and she would just start yelling. I'd say, peanut, hazelnut, cashew nut, macadamia nut. That was the one that was sent her into a, going crazy. She said, you stop naming nuts. And Hubert used to be able to make the sound, and he wasn't talking, but he used to go, it sounded like macadamia nut. Pine Nut, which is a nut, but it's also the name of the town. Pistachio nut. Red pistachio nut. Natural, all natural white pistachio nut.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Buzz Burbank, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his couch, here's Mike.
Hoi, and across America and 145 countries around the world. Hey, everybody, how you doing? This is MikeO'MaraShow.com. Yes, siree, it is Tuesday, September 21, 2010, and we are well over 3 million downloads and growing every single day. What a show we have for you today.
Yay.
Once again, I feel in my comfort zone because the gang is all here.
Right. Like that.
And today's show is brought to you by DigitalTrends.com. For cutting-edge news and reviews of games, gadgets, and movies, go to DigitalTrends.com. You can also enter to win a pair of quality home theater speakers. Do you know that in my broadcast career, and you guys might not be aware of this, one of the words that I have always had trouble pronouncing is quality.
Quality.
Really?
Quality. I don't know if any other broadcasters, you know, when you're in this business for a long time, you always have those one little thing.
Sure.
Oscar's is pizza, mm-hmm. and mine is quality.
Luckily, in our field, we don't use that word that often.
I'll watch that.
You can also enter to win a pair of quality home theater speakers.
Quality.
We'll fix that.
DigitalTrends.com. Follow them on Facebook and Twitter, too, DigitalTrends.com. Click their ad on our website, and maybe you will take home those quality.
They're good.
Home theater speakers. A big show today. We're going to get to our discussion of the new HBO program, Boardwalk Empire.
Good,
got some
good,
thoughts
good.
On that, and I'd like to compare notes on that one. Also, this is a typical, as I was sitting there enjoying my dinner, and I should say my breakfast this morning,
yeah,
same product, I would like to have a round table of the best Apple, because I believe that I can enhance the lives of our listeners by sharing with them what I do believe is unquestionably the greatest Apple in the world. There's no question. We're not going to do it now. Look, his mouth is open so wide. He's so manic today that I could almost throw something
an
in
apple.
It. An apple in his mouth. We will get to that. Are you okay?
Promise.
Are you okay today? Don't give me a dirty look.
No, I'm fine.
Are you okay today?
Aces.
Are you fine?
Aces. So
this can either be too much sleep or too little sleep with you. I want to make sure you're all right.
It's a little too little sleep, but everything's going to be fine.
Well, then we share that.
That's right.
Which means we have to be careful.
Shall we dance?
Yeah, dun, 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 oh, very good. Dun, 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 also, dun, dun, we will...
That's from a King and I. The King and I, actually.
We will have a fantasy football update today.
Okay.
And isn't it funny? It reminds me of when I used to work with Don, and we would do the fantasy update, and the only time Don would care about or I would care about it is, of course, when our teams won.
Exactly.
And I didn't even know coming in today that I thought I had it in the bag. That's why I wrote it last night. Uh-huh. Little did I know that Mr. Burbank was coming on strong.
Yeah. Weaker.
Making a run at me. So we'll talk about that. Also, a discussion of Lady Gaga and, why is she in politics? We'll talk about that.
She's opinionated, Mike.
And what is happening in America? I will tell you last night for the very first time. I want to start with this today. Mm-hmm. I rarely log a lot of time with the Fox News Network, but I log some time, real serious time, going between CNN and Fox, mm-hmm. and just really dove into Glenn Beck. And I had no idea what I was missing.
Great guy.
I had no earthly idea.
Smart guy.
But if this is the way it is every night,
it is.
He's a TV preacher.
That's entertainment.
He's a TV preacher.
He's a televangelist.
Right. Yes.
He's a total televangelist.
Yes. He's taken
I didn't
the
know
act.
That. When did he go? When did he go the whole God route?
When he got off the drugs and found Jesus.
Yeah, but has he always been? Here's my question, because I don't watch Glenn Beck regularly.
More lately.
Has he tweaked it up lately?
Yes,
since
absolutely.
He did the thing on the mall.
Yeah, that's where it really
well, that's
launched.
What the, that's what
yeah.
the thing on the mall, the premise of it was, mm-hmm. To get back to really believing in what the quote-unquote values of this country was all about the Lord and family and
right and the elimination
yes.
of the different.
Yeah, and the thing about it is,
sorry,
he got
back. It's not what I believe.
Well, he, boy, I watched that yesterday, and the whole gist of his show was a ramp-up to this thing, but, mm-hmm. It was very little politics, and there are two things I observed about him. He kind of snuck in the church-going agenda.
Right.
Not really snuck in, and it was right there for everybody to see. Mm-hmm. But then the way he does all his stuff, he's wonderful.
He's smooth.
Super sneaky.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
He's really
was
super
he in,
sneaky.
Was he in front of his
and he
chalkboard?
And he scares the S out of
he
it.
He should.
Right into it.
Was he in front of like his chalkboard?
At the very end, he had the chalkboard, and okay. he was leading up throughout his entire broadcast to this quote from Ben Franklin, when they asked Ben Franklin about God. And God is, it was something like Ben Franklin's quote was, God is everywhere. Mm-hmm. You worship God in whatever way you wish, and you try. You show your worship and your devotion to God by serving man.
Right.
I feel strange that as I've gotten older in my life, I have not gone in one direction, I've gone in the other. And I do not in any way begrudge anybody their religious beliefs. I think I was a little harsh yesterday when I was talking about the guy, when I went the Republican Christian. And there's nothing wrong with being a Christian, just like there's nothing wrong with being a Jew or a Muslim or anything like that. Rob's... slow down.
I didn't say a word. I'm more excited about the apples.
I heard somebody go,
that was me.
But, it seems to me that when your idea of that, if you don't worship, he didn't say anything about people like Buzz, who, the agnostics and the atheists in the world that might not have a belief system, and who is, a man to tell another man what he can
what
or
believe
cannot
or
believe.
Not believe. Right.
And I really don't care. And I don't think that you have to have a Christian label on something mm-hmm. to treat your fellow man well. I don't think that that happens. I think that it's scary. I was just scared by this guy.
What you need to keep in mind, in all seriousness, is that the vast majority of all religious tenets are the same.
Yeah, they are, and it's really.
And if you drew a Venn
diagram, it's the golden rule.
Yeah, right. If you drew a Venn diagram and overlapped, the circles almost entirely intersect.
And my tendency as a non-believer at this point is to live and let live. That's my nature. That's my go-to. Is if somebody else wants to believe, then that's their business. The only problem with that is that many of those who do believe, whether they're Christian or Muslim or something else, get real excited and try to impose that belief on everyone, and sometimes leading to war.
Well, it's the same thing if you find a good meal at a restaurant. You want everyone to try it.
Yep.
You get excited. And
you know
what? It's a human frailty.
Yeah. It is.
If you think what you've got is best, you want others to share it.
Yes,
however, you have to be sensitive to other people's beliefs.
Growing up, at one point I was a political science major, and I used to really, really be involved and really dialed into what's happening on both sides. I'm at a point in my life where I want everybody to step the F off.
Yeah,
I am done. I am done with you telling me that the Lord, you know, this is what the Lord would want. And I am done telling me that the Muslims are horrible. And I'm done you telling me that, you know, you found God. I don't give an F.
Turn it down a notch.
Just do your job.
I agree with
That's all I care about.
And you know, if you want to talk about this show, and let me tell you something. This I always say this is organic. I don't talk to Buzz before the show. I don't talk to Oscar before the show. The fact that, you know, my God, if you've listened to this show, you know, everybody has a right to disagree on this.
You don't talk nobody's to me after the show.
Nobody's got the agenda, but we all have kind of, I just get the sense that we're kind of average guys from different backgrounds and different perspectives, that we're all kind of evolving into this, and I'm not sure exactly what it is, but it is it's a way of thinking where we, you know, when you say step off, I'm like, yeah, my way of saying would be, you know, chill the F out with all this. And when it comes to God, who are you to tell me? Because I know you don't know. You might have faith.
Nobody
and
knows.
Faith in many cases.
Nothing wrong with faith.
You know what? If you're
sometimes
in that,
it's all you got.
You're in that plane and that plane is heading down towards the ground, and you know what? I'm gonna muster as much faith and hope that there is a God, and hope that when that plane hits the ground, I'm eventually gonna get my idea of heaven, which is to see the people that I've loved before me. But I don't have the answers.
No, you hope,
and
I hope
and
you pray.
And I suppose faith can be a good thing. But I also think faith, when it's misused, can be a bad thing.
I don't think faith can be misused. I think it's something else that's misused. It's excitement, fervor.
Right.
But faith,
maybe fervor is the word.
To me,
you're right.
Faith is something very internal. And you know what?
Right.
I was raised, baptized a staunch Catholic. No meat on Fridays for a long time growing up.
You changed that. You dropped that rule.
The Jewish representative, Mark Ronick, gave you a little applause like that. That's
excellent
funny.
Timing.
Right back at you.
Your check is in the mail. Then I swayed towards a more to Methodism.
You really gave him a little bit
that
of
that was good.
Yeah, like well, you know. Like
you really perfect. Did for the first time
ever. I'm learning.
That's fantastic.
There's so much to learn.
Yeah,
all right, Goldilocks.
I'd prefer Ben Franklin. The aforementioned Ben Franklin.
So you were raised Catholic. I remember
then,
you told me
and
that.
And then
you
I switched
Catholic.
Sort of to Methodism, which is a little light, almost Catholic light.
Right.
And now I barely go to church at all.
Right.
But it doesn't diminish my faith.
Right. You still
and,
believe.
Yeah, and you know what? You find your way your whole life.
Right.
And you really do. But I'm not going to be the guy that imposes it on someone, but I don't think that diminishes my faith.
Right.
I think faith is something that you have within yourself, and I'm not sure you can share faith. You
well
can talk
said.
About it, but I don't think you can share it.
Yeah,
I or think impose
it's,
it.
It's well a very said. Core thing. It's a very base thing. It's a very emotional, personal thing. That's
yeah,
the way I look
it is.
At it.
For as much as people talk and are concerned, even in this room with our current president and his administration, I don't feel like even yesterday when he was at the museum answering that town hall questions where he was getting basically grilled, he never at any point I feel he and I watched it on CNBC because they replayed it. Talked about the Lord or talked about faith and religion and so. He just said hardcore. The recession probably isn't over for most of you because you look at your bank accounts and you look at your job status and you're like, where is my job?
Right.
Right.
Where are these jobs?
Yeah.
So it's like you take a guy like that and then you take a guy like George Bush, who I wasn't a fan of. I make no bones about it. But I feel like those guys and a guy like Glenn Beck and guys that really believe and try to push their religious agenda on the populace would have used the God in the mix. They would have talked about how everybody has a plan and God. And I hate that because while I believe in God, I don't think God wants you to lose your job every 6 months.
Well, here's the concept. Right. It's the concept of church separation of church and
it's
state.
Blurred now. It is
so blurry.
So
blurry.
It's there are people
blurry.
That are out there, and I don't mind people being angry. I am goddamn
understandable.
Angry.
Well, angry
understandable.
Drives things forward.
Right. I am angry. But this business of why is this the time for people with a certain agenda where the line is blurred? Mm-hmm. I think that, you know, I'd like to see it separate. I'd like everybody to be able to worship wherever they want to worship. You can do that if it doesn't hurt others or upset other people.
It was one of the things we were found on as a country. And
yeah.
I want to add to something about when I talked about religions having more overlap than disparity. Another thing that religion is based on, and sometimes directly and sometimes indirectly, is fear.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you know, the whole purpose of being good in many faiths is to get to heaven. But what they don't underscore is the fact is you get to heaven so you don't
go to hell.
Mm-hmm.
And when you start invoking God and faith, and for the softer word for it now is values, into mm-hmm. politics, mm-hmm. you're using fear to govern.
Right. Yeah.
And you right. know what? Fear is easy. And yeah. fear works, and fear preys on people.
Ask Adolf Hitler about
exactly.
that.
Exactly.
And I hate to invoke that, but it's true.
I love when you invoke Adolf
but
Hitler.
But I mean, the fact is, you did. But you had that. These people are bad because they're taking our jobs, and you should be afraid of them because they're going to make sure your life is bad.
When you watch Beck, he's taken Hitler's act,
right.
and he shined it, and he's lightened it, but it's the same
act. That's a strong statement. I haven't watched enough of him to know whether I want to confirm that or not.
You probably touched on this last week, but...
I can do an impression of Glenn Beck, if you'd like.
Oh, please do.
Well, this is not a dead-on impression. Mm-hmm. This is Glenn Beck's style.
Okay.
Ask Mike a simple, any just ridiculously simple question.
What are you going to do for dinner?
I think we're going to probably have chicken today, breast of chicken.
Okay.
All right, now ask Glenn Beck that same
question. Glenn Beck, what's for dinner?
I really shouldn't tell you this, but I'll tell you what I'm going to say.
Okay. Okay.
Oh, my goodness. What should it be? At the end of the day, I think I'm going to have a breast of chicken.
Okay. Follow-up question.
It's this melodrama.
Dramatic. Follow-up question for Glenn. Right.
Yes.
What will the president have for dinner?
Nothing. Devil food.
Yeah. It's a mystery.
Devil food. So there's a lot of that right now. Everybody's upset. Everybody's intense. And you were going to say what?
Last week it broke that is Stephen Colbert having, I think it might be on October 20th.
Now, Stephen Colbert is piggybacking on John Stewart's
Stewart.
Thing.
Yeah, he's joining.
I'm trying to get involved.
I would like us to get involved. I want to be there.
I saw the blurb because obviously I was out of the loop and on the road.
Right.
What's the story behind it? They're just mocking Glenn Beck's rap.
I would love to go down there, and I would love to do a podcast down there.
If I can bring Oscar and other people who may not know up to speed, yes, in response to Glenn Beck's thing, John Stewart is sponsoring the Rally to Restore Sanity. and
Take It Down a Notch, America?
The slogan is Take It Down a Notch, America.
Nice.
He's also, the subtitle of it is The Million Moderate March, and it is followed by the Stephen Colbert event.
And I am very, very excited about the fact that John Stewart was going down to do this, because I really thought it was kind of a rallying point. And then I was equally, the wind was out of my sails when the one-act pony, Mr. Stephen, I am no longer any funny to Mike O'Mara Colbert, decided that he would waltz in and do that same act. He totally effed a great bit. This is like,
I don't know.
This is like the morning disc jockey coming up with a great idea on the radio, and then the afternoon guy wants to piggyback on it, and it watered it down.
Don't you think that was the plan, though, since the show sort of are piggybacked? And because
they're both under the same umbrella.
And Colbert's his rally is called Bring Back the Fear.
Yeah,
I mean, it's obviously satire.
But you had Stop the Insanity, which was a legit... Here's what I thought.
The satire could strengthen what Stewart is doing.
Yeah, I suppose so. It's a bit that they're doing, but... And I think it's all probably going to be about comedy now, which is fine.
Right.
That's fine.
I was like, that's too much. I'm trying to get involved with this. Maybe we could make a few phone calls.
I'd love it if we did.
If we go down there and be nice to maybe pop a show, that day if we all wanted to go down there. And like maybe 10 o'clock in the morning, we set up our tent.
11.
And we do.
No kidding. It's a joke. Brutal laugh.
By the way, might be a lot of fun.
I read something interesting this morning I thought I'd share with you guys. It was an article saying, why is it that what were the figures again? I think it's like 1 in 25 Americans believes that President Obama is the Antichrist.
Right.
According to some Americans, the Bible says that the Antichrist will be in his 40s,
mm-hmm.
that he will have no male children,
mm-hmm.
That he will be of Muslim descent to some degree, and that he will promise world peace.
Mm-hmm.
Furthermore, and this is, I guess, the big point, the name Barack Hussein Obama has 18 letters, 6, 6, and 6.
Mm-hmm.
And this has led a depressing, I think it's 1 in 20 Americans.
You make a very valid point here, Buzz.
Believing that the president is the Antichrist. And there's your overlap of religion and politics.
Oh, it's just gotten, man, you would think that in the year 2010, that was science and professors and people that educate us, and we would be pursuing those things to gain greater knowledge and technology and everything else.
Mm-hmm.
And we're not.
Superstition
we're
instead.
Not, we're We're getting more back to voodoo.
Has it always been this way? And just because of this media revolution, we just have it. We have it thrown in our faces daily on so many different levels. That's why it's really gotten to us.
I'll give you a theory. I'll give you a theory, and then we got to wrap this up. Let's have a little fun and talk about something very much more worthwhile. Apples. The fact is, I think that what is really springboarded this is the fact that A, you have an African American president. Mm-hmm. So don't discount the fact that there are people that can't get their heads around
Take our country
people
back.
That are like, oh, there is a black in the White House. Mm-hmm. That is bad, bad, bad. And then you put that on the on the heels of this horrible economic time when more people have been, after an amazingly prosperous number of decades, people are hurting.
That's when this plays the best.
And you combine the two of them, and I think that that's why we get kind of this this fringe. And I don't know. I just would like the moderates in both parties to just step up a little bit and stop this craziness, because it scares me.
It
feels like, I listen to people that are so set in their ways, and they scare me. I don't want a leader that's going to say, well, if you don't believe in my Christian values, then I cannot have anything to do with you. And, where does it end?
It's not the only religion.
Where does that end? It's very, very whacked out.
I believe our founding fathers set up the country to run best when the moderation is really who was in power.
Well, we'll see what happens. Watching a little bit of that and then watching Fox News, watching CNN and just reading about this Christy O'Connell and everything she's all about. It's interesting. And once again, I just say that if you think that this lady who's out on the fringe, she's a whack job, there's no chance she can win, be very afraid. You never know what's going to happen to the American public.
She's closer today than before the witch story broke,
exactly.
I bet she is.
Yep, and she's raised $2 million. So, when people say, don't worry about that. Mm-hmm. She's raised $2 million. That can buy a lot of TV ads.
Craig Ferguson said that if we're really scared of her, all we got to do is throw a bucket of water on her.
That's right.
On that note, we will come back on the Mike O'Mara Show and talk about apples. Apples, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Our second segment is brought to you by the MikeO'MaraShow.com store.
Yay!
Always late when that one pops in there.
Read on, copy boy.
All right.
Have they paid
the
bill?
The MikeO'MaraShow.com store. Be a grown-up who wears cartoon versions of us on your chest. Order now to get your Gabe Strine animation t-shirts, and the best TMOS ball caps ever are coming. You'll find them both and other cool stuff in the store at MikeO'MaraShow.com. As the listeners of this show, that is the way you support us, and we do appreciate that. There are many ways that you have supported the show throughout the year. We hope that we're providing better stuff for you, stuff that you enjoy, so that when we make money on it, you can enjoy it more. That's the whole idea.
Right.
And your Halloween headquarters.
What? For over 40 years.
Yeah. MikeO'MaraShow.com. I guess now we're selling the t-shirts that have the individuals
on them.
Yeah, we
do have the individual ones ready for pre-order.
Cool. Okay, very good. And the hats will be just around the corner.
Yep, I think we'll have them into this week.
Very, very good. Okay, so back to this. I just have to tell you something. Went to the farmer's market here in Deviltown, and we got a great farmer's market here in Deviltown. We truly...
I think of the Manassas farmer's market.
Freshest meth you can find.
And I really think you drive up to a farm and my people are working that farm.
No, this has nothing to do with it.
I'd say you want to get there early.
Your people were represented.
I'm sure they were.
But it was multicultural. It was actually quite multicultural.
Very good. They have the organic farmers.
Hippies. And then, but I'll tell you something. You go... I'm not an expert when it comes to farmers markets, but you had the one tent, and the produce was fine. Mm-hmm. And then the next tent, and it was fine. And then the next produce, and then there was just this one table, man, and they were lapping the field.
Do you know the name of the business?
I don't know the name of the business because they have like generic plastic bags. They put their stuff
Feds.
In, but it was just the best.
What
stuff.
They have?
They had everything. They had lettuce. They had tomatoes. They had carrots. They had onions. They had potatoes.
Pine nuts, pistachio nuts.
I tell you, the great thing about the fall is, man, the apples have arrived.
Yes. Yeah.
Apples, and man, I'm here to open the floor up as far as the discussion. And then perhaps at the end, if somebody gets my favorite apple and mentions it, I will agree it. But this is There is no Apple.
You have a
that
favorite
compares.
You'll announce at the end.
This right. There is no Apple that compares to
and
this.
Please hold all applause until
did
the
you
end.
See any Salahi
Raymond,
grapes for sale at the farmer's
no
market?
No, yes, we bought Salahi grapes. Right. Raymond, if you could, I don't know if we have any left because I've been scarfing them up.
They're good
but,
for
but
you.
But hide it. If you find it, it's in the bottom in the crisper.
You know what would be nice is yes. If he brought the apple and a knife so we could all sample it.
That would be a wonderful idea. Yes, you can chop it up. But I got to make sure it's the right. Just bring the apple and a knife, RJ.
They say if you eat an apple every day, you don't have to see the doctor as often.
That is true. I've heard that, too.
I think it's phrased differently.
I don't remember.
Yes, you were going to say.
I never knew that there was more than one type of apple.
Oh, my God.
Oh, what? Yeah.
There are hundreds.
I feel what? Like thousands. I feel like an ass.
Welcome to America.
So you wouldn't be able to. So now is it safe to say you would not even be able to identify an
the
apple?
The only apple I know is the Washington apple because they advertise.
Okay, Washington apple, mm-hmm.
But that's a state.
Now,
many
Buzz,
kinds of apples mm-hmm. grow.
Let me ask you, do you have a favorite apple?
I do.
Okay, what is yours?
It's the Granny Smith. Because
not
it's
even close.
Tart and excellent for cooking.
Never close. Heard of
I
it.
I agree with you about excellent for cooking. Mm-hmm. But
are they
I
shaped different or they just taste different?
No, they taste different.
And
they have
these
different
are green.
I'm not
listen,
lying.
You can get apples that are just crap mm-hmm. that you bite into yeah. and it's just mushy.
I have
mushy.
Done that before, yes. but I didn't know yeah. there was different what kinds about, of apples.
Is the apple out there or not, see, Mr. Crawl Like a Snail?
Don't confuse it. I don't eat raw apples. I like apple in every form except raw. So maybe that's why Granny Smith is my favorite. That and the fact that it's tart.
See, Granny Smith, I think, is a cooking apple right. more than anything right. else.
Granny Smith is also the
apple.
And
I want to see if you agree with me, because you know good produce.
Granny Smith.
No more apples.
Oh, what a shame.
We have
just
no apples.
Well, I'll bring one in tomorrow.
That was a tease.
No, I can't, because the farmer's market is once a week.
Right. Granny Smith apple is the apple in the center of a Beatles record. Did you know that?
Is it really?
It
the
is.
Green
yeah,
Granny Smith.
Exactly.
Right. Now, and you like the green
that's
Granny
my favorite.
Smith.
That's okay.
I also like that for cooking. But
now, don't give me 8 of them, Rob. I need one.
If I have to buy one kind of apple.
One that you're going to eat.
For all purpose,
yes.
eating, cooking included,
yes.
the Golden Delicious.
Me too.
Okay, and I say to you gentlemen that you are wrong.
Can I guess yours?
Wrong.
Can I try to guess
you
yours?
May.
Red Delicious.
No, oh, that's the worst
I gotta,
apple.
I got to guess.
Really? Wrong. You okay. got to yes.
Honeycrisp.
Honeycrisp.
Yeah.
Hey,
yes. It's Ronnie, really good.
Ronnie got it.
How do they make them that way?
Go to your grocery store, buy the bin. Come in with a wheelbarrow and take them all away because they're going to get snatched up by
describe
smarter people than you.
Describe, is it a tall or a round
it
apple?
It is a round and tall apple. Ooh. It is super large. The ones at the farmer's market were massive.
Big as a bowling ball.
They were the they were the size of your head.
My head.
Amazing. These.
I'm guessing they're red and green.
They are red
mix.
And green.
Okay.
Yes, they are red and green. And let me tell you something. They are it is a sexual experience.
What
wow.
about
this apple?
Have you ever had a Gala apple?
I've had them all,
a
Rob.
A Fuji?
I've had a Fuji.
Jonathan?
I would say that a Fuji probably comes closest to the Honeycrisp.
That's a great apple.
Because the Fuji is a great apple. Here's how you measure an apple.
I just don't understand how it happens.
Well,
no, is it just a different type of planting?
It's, first of all,
it grows that way?
Listen, have you ever...
How does he not get this?
Wait a minute. Do you go to the grocery store, buy any apple you see?
I don't do my grocery shop.
Do you like apples?
Yes. I don't do my grocery shopping.
No, I don't.
What do you mean you don't? You don't go to the... friggin' grocery store?
No, I mean when
Kara goes and does
Kara
all the
goes
shopping.
And does all the shopping.
Wow.
And my mom before that did all the shopping.
Really?
And when I lived in Arizona, my girl roommate would do all the shopping.
Okay,
so that's probably why I don't know.
But you've bitten into an apple before.
Yeah,
and
some are great
and
some
gone,
suck.
Yes,
some
totally
did
suck.
Your roommate shop at Dimwit Grocery?
She might have.
Here's the apple. You bite into an apple and it's mushy. And it has
has to have snap.
Forget it.
Juice.
There it is.
There it is.
There it is. RJ has got a picture of the honey. Look at take a look at it just for a second. Look at that. Look at that. What would you rather see, a bear breast or that?
Oh.
Look at that. Look at that.
See that.
Look at that. Look at the shape of that.
That
is the shape. That is that just says bite me. That's
Mike, you've got the ad campaign.
That says bite me.
Now, that's beautiful. Great. Now
you know, we could talk about Glenn Beck,
little,
but
I'm
we're boring. When we talk about this, we are stimulated.
But I'll tell you, I just thought about it. How the F have I never known this? It's because...
never known it. It's new to me.
When I was in college, I lived with girls, and
yes.
they would go shopping for the groceries.
Right.
And as I moved in, I'd always live with a female. That
right.
Just, and I'd be the guy who takes out the trash, cleans up all the dirty
right.
stuff, does
the guy
that.
Stuff.
Right.
That being said, throughout my life, I have bitten into apples and been amazed by some and hated by others. colors.
Right, right.
But you've seen like a red apple and a green apple, right? Did you think they came from the same apple tree?
I thought
tree?
They were the same type of apples, there's just two different ones.
No, you see, and there's different kinds of like squash and oranges. Different kinds of corn.
And well, here's something I know.
Buzz with the cliches.
Is the Honeycrisp new? Is the Honeycrisp a new apple?
I had not heard of it before.
I hadn't heard
see?
Of it.
Yeah. Thank you very much. Right.
I mean,
much
the Honeycrisp, you know that. Was it back in the days when you were stocking them at Safeway?
No, we never had them back then.
Oh, my God.
What was a hot seller back in the day?
Oh, the Golden Delicious.
Golden Delicious.
Yeah, the UPC code.
Macintoshes were big.
Macintosh. I came after the day of the Stamen wine set, Mike. That's more of a heritage apple. Great
Rub
for cider.
All the Stamen wine sap.
Now, here's a question.
I bite into this. I get a Honeycrisp, and let me say, I get
worst
this.
Worst porno ever.
And incidentally, doesn't Honeycrisp sound like a porno?
No, it does.
A porno star's name.
It sounds like a breakfast cereal from Post.
Honeycrisp, right? Yeah. Right? Or she get a, in her first, ladies and gentlemen.
Honeycrisp.
In her first movie ever, please welcome starring John Leslie.
Oh,
nice pull.
Harry Reams.
Oh, it's an old film.
Ron Jeremy.
Nice.
Evan Stone. Peter North.
Everything.
And introducing as the jar, Honeycrisp.
I have a question, and the reason that the Red Delicious is my all-time least favorite apple.
Right.
The browning factor. The moment you bite into a Red Delicious apple, not only is the skin unpleasant tasting and it leans mushy in texture,
mushy.
The flesh will turn brown as soon as it's exposed to oxygen.
Well, that's because it's not a Honeycrisp.
Does the Honeycrisp not brown fast?
It does not brown fast, and it is filled with moisture. Let me tell you something. I bit into this Honeycrisp this morning, and it was not like eating an apple. What it was eating an apple, it was having a meal, and it was drinking a wonderful beverage all at the same time.
Wow.
That's how incredibly flavorful
orgasmic,
it was.
It was orgasmic.
And it was huge. These Honeycrisps, I don't know where they came. They must come from some special Honeycrisp tree.
Right.
But boy, they were absolutely fabulous.
Hold on, let me get
fabulous.
This down. They come from a tree?
Oh, shut up. All right, so anyway.
They are new, Mike.
They are relatively new.
The, 1991, University of Minnesota created them. And they're actually a cross breed.
Can I guess? Did they say?
Sure.
Golden Delicious is one of them?
Sort of. The apple honey gold.
Okay, now I've heard
is,
of that.
Is another mixed breed that has golden delicious.
That's the Jewish porno movie. And introducing Honey Gold.
Honey Gold.
See, now I'm glad I came to work today.
Honey Gold, yeah. What? I should sleep with you too.
Give the money back.
So
1991.
Wow, it's a new phenomenon.
But also keep in mind, once they genetically breed it, they have to start growing the trees, and the trees take years before they start producing
fruit.
They're
so good. They're so fantastic. Have you had one?
I've not.
You've not had a Honeycrisp?
No, I don't.
Go to the grocery store tonight.
Don't tell me what to
do. Go grab a Honeycrisp. I swear to God, you will love it.
I will go to Mexican Shoppers Food Warehouse. What's the Spanish word for apple?
Mancilla.
Mancilla.
But I had them at...
What am I talking about? I am so American. It's Mancilla. Manzana.
Oh,
what was the other thing?
Mancilla, I have no idea. It's Italian.
I was going to get knifed.
It's Manzana. Okay, I'm so Manzana. Ashamed.
They're okay at the regular grocery store, but at the farmer's market, these were so mad. I said, those are Honeycrisp? I've never seen them that large.
Now, what you've not described is the flavor, because
the
Buzz
flavor,
likes a tart apple.
Right?
I like a sweet apple. What is it?
This is sweet, sweet, sweet.
Okay.
This is
like
sweet.
Candy.
This
sounds
is like
amazing.
Candy sweet. It is so good.
And
but
a firm apple?
Super firm. And the best thing, and moist. Yeah. Like amazing water comes into you. I mean, it's like you're drinking the apple.
Okay, let me take
God,
this.
It's
let
fantastic.
Me take to the next level of
debate. And if I'm wrong, I welcome
Sue
the debate.
Him.
But yeah. I don't think there's. I think I'm going
to
get a lot of people.
I will
with
take
me
this,
this
to the next level of gay. Have you ever made your own applesauce?
No, but I've put cinnamon and sweetener in a pot and made like
if
apple
what you if
stuff.
What you say is true, if I got half of those and half Granny Smith and made applesauce to serve with like a pork roast, we'd have something perfect.
Now we've gone into the land of gay.
You see, I told you, I warned you, but you know what? You held my hand and came
Rob,
with me.
I'll see you
there. Feel like it's an oxymoron? You're obviously at a farmer's market, so it should be organic.
Right.
But the inception of the apple was basically in a lab.
But it was grown organically.
It was grown organically.
But you can't wait for mistakes to
happen. And I don't know. Farmer's Market is not exclusively organic.
No, but I bet it was.
I'm not sure.
They're usually known for that.
But I'm going to, boy, I tell you, and the thing is, it's seasonal. So, and really, apples more than anything else, you get your good apples this time of year.
Now, we're okay with genetically engineered fruits and vegetables. How do we feel about the genetically engineered salmon that's in the news?
I heard about that.
What is that? Are you going to have that story?
No,
not
great.
Particularly.
What are the advantages of it?
Mind.
What are the advantages of it?
You know what? Hold on. Farm. We will save that discussion for tomorrow.
Fair enough.
Okay. And when we get to food, I do want to, before we go to break, fair I want to get our fantasy football update.
Yes. Yes.
Because
okay.
we are running late, and I don't want to go super
good
late.
Good plan.
Make a mental note. Tomorrow,
done and done.
Genetically engineered salmon, mm-hmm. and whether it will make your penis fall off.
That's right.
We'll find that out tomorrow.
Hey, what happened to my penis?
It fell off.
That must be the salmon.
Well, do you think I should sleep with Honey Gold?
She's right, very good.
So what do we have for the fantasy update?
So that you were right. Going into last night's game, you were
30 points
you had
ahead,
it locked.
Roughly.
Yeah, it was 128-100 after Sunday night.
So does this mean that Marquise Colson est the bet?
Well,
again?
No, he saved your game.
Oh, he did.
Yeah,
oh,
good. A minute
he's a
left.
Great storyteller, isn't he? The way he doesn't reveal it till the end.
A minute left into. Well, we've already said that Mike won
I
early
know,
in
but
the
it's
show.
It's fun to tell a story.
A minute left, you were actually tied with Buzz.
1 minute left. We were tied.
It's a tough room, isn't it?
131.
No, he's just an ass.
Okay. So with a minute left, I was tied with Buzz?
Well, Buzz had Frank Gore, who had this huge game last night.
Oh, God.
And Buzz tied it up with a minute left. Yeah. 131-131.
What the F did Frank Gore do to get that many points?
He was great as the Riddler.
That's why I picked
That's
him.
Gore Shin.
How's
Frank,
that?
Frank Gore had 31 fantasy points.
How did he get those? Did he get them primarily with yardage?
No. Yeah, he had.
I hate our scoring system.
Why?
Our scoring system sucks.
You won.
Because my guy has three touchdowns, and I didn't get enough points.
Well, Frank
I should have
Gore had
50
two.
Points.
Frank Gore had two touchdowns.
And how much did he run for?
He had 112 yards rushing and 56 receiving.
Oh, so that's a total of 168? So that's 16
sure.
points.
Won, I think in fantasy, you ought to get... You get more value for points scored than
well,
yards.
Well, what you should have done is looked at the scoring before you draft.
Yeah, this is well.
And yeah, spoken by someone who's 0-2. So I'll just claim.
But anyway, back to Colston.
How many points did I have at the end? What did Colston do at the end of the game?
At the end of the game, he had a huge catch.
Really?
Yeah, for like a 60-yard catch. It gave you three more points that you needed to
you
beat Buzz.
Beat me by three.
How do you like the score?
Can
now?
You give us the recap on where we stand? As far
yeah,
as
I have that right here.
Perfect.
Actually, and we have.
What's the name of our league again? What do we call it?
Right now, it's just Mike O'Mara.
Mike O'Mara.
From 12-1. 12-1.
We're going to change the name of the league to the Rob Loses League.
0-2,
to
Rob.
The Honeycrisp.
Yes. Yeah.
Our two 2-0 teams are RJ
yes!
Diaz and Girl.
Girl.
That astounds right. everyone.
But well, Girl also had weak competition.
Go bottom to top. Go bottom to top,
sure.
For God's sake.
Okay, it's my pleasure nice. With Rob Spiewak at 0-2.
Yes! All thank right. you, Brett Favre, you what's massive screw-up.
What's the name of your team, Rob?
It's called Rob Loses, TCB.
All right, TCB.
And then we have a listener also at 0-2. And then Oscar, who I beat this week, is 1-1.
1-1?
Yeah.
Okay. And what's your team? Give your team names, boys.
I'm Bottle Service.
Bottle Service? Do you have a team name?
No, I was Mark Ronick. I can come up with one.
Do you right, think you Oscar would have won if he didn't start someone who was on the bench?
My team will
yeah, I've been on the road. What are you going to do?
It happens. Yes. It happens occasionally.
My team will be the Jewy Juisteins.
I like that.
the kosher pigskins.
The Jewy Juisteins.
The game
like
begins
that.
At sundown.
Very good. Who's next?
Well, then we've got a bunch of people at 1-1, which includes you and Buzz.
The Buzz Killers.
And Katie Powers as well, Tommy Lang, mm-hmm. and Jimmy's. And then, like I said, we've got the 2-0 teams with RJ and Girl.
Mm-hmm. Well, my sympathies go out to the losers this week. If yes. I could, I'd send them all a Honeycrisp apple.
Very nice.
I truly would.
And the highest scorer in the league to date is Buzz Burbank.
Nice. Really?
Now, is there an award each week for the highest score?
We can. We didn't put anything
yes,
down
yes, there
is.
I don't think
there
is.
It's a massive award. It's a truckload of Honeycrisp apples.
Shall we do the... Yeah, that's a really... I think we should implement that. And I don't know who the highest scorer was this week, but I think that we should implement that this week.
Week
and,
three? Starts week three?
No, it starts this week.
Oh, okay.
So I think how much should we pay the winner of the week?
A dollar?
No.
$5?
$5,
$10. How about $1,000?
Sure.
That be you?
Who was the highest score this week?
That would be you.
Oh, boy.
I'll take it in large bills, please.
That'll be nice.
Thank you. Thank you very much. All right. No, we're not going to do the weekly winner. It's too tough with this many guys
We've
in the
league.
We've
got enough to do.
Yeah. So the top of the heap is Raymond.
Yep, Raymond at 2-0.
What's the name of Raymond's team?
RJ?
RJ's nuts!
RJ.
On that note.
And what would those nuts be?
Pistachio.
And, who, and Katie Girl, Katie Power, not Katie Cole.
Yeah, Katie Cole. They're just the intern team.
The intern team. TJ. The intern. Right. And incidentally, when are we going to meet our new intern?
He will be here tomorrow.
Oh, the new intern. Bring the duct tape.
Who was that kid that was here
That's
earlier?
The new intern. Eric.
Is he gay?
No, I don't think so.
Would you like him to be?
Not that there's anything
wrong
with
it. No, but I just, I got the vibe.
We could get him extra
I got the
credit.
Very 90210 vibe for
really?
Him.
Really?
Yeah.
Yes. I got the, I want to get on my knees.
All I know is he worked his ass off to get those t-shirts out on Friday.
But it's still a fair question.
It is. We'll bring him in tomorrow. Okay. Tomorrow the Inquisition.
For a fair man.
Hey, make please somebody write this down because I will
I
forget.
It. I'll let him
if
grab
we've
my
got
ass.
Salmon and the intern tomorrow, we're perfectly
You got it.
We'll take a break. We will come back and open Rob's audio vault right here on the Mike O'Mara Show. I like it. And he knows I like it. I bitch about it.
It was apple peaches pumpkin pie because we're talking apples.
You gonna be doing that regularly?
I'm gonna try to find a relatable record.
It's a big challenge for you.
Well, you know, I'm not doing anything on the show.
He's your Paul Schaefer.
Time for Rob's Magic Audio Vault, brought to you by asmartsmoke.com. Stop being a slave to tobacco. Smart Smoke is an electronic device that delivers nicotine and complete satisfaction without dangerous smoke, and for a lot less money. Use promo code TMOS and now get 30% off on the Smart Smoke kits. asmartsmoke.com. Click their ad on our website. And without further ado, let's open up the audio vault for Tuesday, September 21st, 2010.
You know what? We all love a good voice. You know, especially being in this business, I wish my voice wasn't the worst in the room. Sadly, it is. But I think my favorite booth guy of all time, Don Pardo, is very good.
Oh, boy, he's the gold standard.
But I think my favorite ever is Ernie Anderson, the voice of ABC for many, many years. And just so you folks know who it is, here's a classic Ernie Anderson promo from 1982. You'll recognize the voice.
Saturday, it's ship against ship in a special two-hour sporting event when the Love Boat takes on an all-star crew with Ted Nine and Charles Nelson Reilly. Saturday at 8, 7 Central and Mountain. Then, a master hunter tracks his kill.
Where are you, Rook?
On Fantasy Island.
So that's the guy. He did a lot of radio stations that were owned by ABC. He's dead now.
I love voice guys.
And his son actually is the guy that directed Boogie Nights, Paul Thomas Anderson.
Okay.
So he's a showbiz guy. I think the guy that sent this to me is a great listener of the show, Greg Cox. And Greg, thank you for sending this. This is a 9-minute outtake reel of Ernie doing America's Funniest People. Ernie is unhappy with the talent. Ernie is unhappy with the script.
These
Ernie
are rare.
Ernie is unhappy with the lady that's coordinating
it. Oh, these are rare.
Now,
you don't
get these. I've never heard Ernie this way. And here's the deal. It's so good, but it's 9 minutes. So I put together a highlight censored for today.
Okay.
And I hate to do this, but I don't. We'll run the whole thing on the bonus show this week.
Oh, my God.
Because it is tasty.
These are radio gems. And when you get these, you come across these. They're very rare. Ernie Anderson, any guy that's legendary and he's in the broadcast booth.
And
let's
he is having a bad day. Okay. He is not happy.
Let's
if any of you or your friend. Oh, Jesus. Jesus Christ. Well, let me explain something to you.
There's
something wrong
great.
With this picture. I'm f***ing leaving here. You have another plan?
Fire the phone.
Answer the phone, you dumb f***. Roll the f***ing thing and shut her up. Just say we're rolling quiet on the set. It's in a total f***ing state of f***ing disaster.
God damn.
All right, if you
let
want
to
be opening first.
And Buzz can offer insight into this, as can I. Mm-hmm. Buzz does them a lot more than I do.
Yeah.
I've done them occasionally. They're voiceover jobs. These guys, that's all they do.
Right.
Yep.
And you get days that if you're at the top of your game, we normally can't talk if we've got a client in the room like these guys can.
Normally.
These guys are the... But you get so frustrated. I remember when I was the Shoppers Food Warehouse Top Quality Tomato.
Right.
I had to say, and I still remember it, with top quality prices every day.
Quality.
I had to say quality. Yeah. Maybe you are right.
Yeah.
But actually, I was doing it okay that
day. Right.
And because I was doing a character with top quality prices every day.
Right.
She never said quality. I did 48. She wanted me to do it 48 times.
I've been there.
I had actually sweated through a shirt. There was no ventilation in the booth.
Usually
that I was
isn't.
you just go mad sometimes when you've got to do this stuff. Right. And if stuff is mishandled, you know, you're a temperamental artist.
And, you get past take 10, you start doubting yourself.
Yeah,
don't know what's going on.
It gets crispy.
I'll share my own experience, but I want to point out about this Ernie Anderson tape is normally when you hear a voice talent get irritated, they're generally justified in doing so. Ernie here is just being a dick.
He's mad. He's mad. And also, just so we can put this in perspective, a lot of people know the movie guy that just died, Don LaFontaine.
Right. Oh, I see someone's calling.
It's Ernie Anderson calling.
Yeah. That's wonderful.
But Don LaFontaine, the guy that would go, in a world. Ernie Anderson was Don LaFontaine before there was Don LaFontaine.
All right, let's listen to him.
Do it, because we don't want to miss one listener. We don't want anybody tuning out.
It ain't going to mean one more f***ing video. Jesus God. There is a way to do this, and this isn't it.
Oh, call Vince. I'm part of the f***ing show.
Vince is his agent.
Call Vince.
Did
I say a f***ing word? It's
no,
fine.
But you gave me that goddamn look.
Now I can't even look at him. I'll go in the other room during this.
See, I told you we could work this out.
I know. I
said, stick with me.
Yeah. Hey, I like when he says that.
That's funny.
So the lady, whoever's giving him the hard time says, I'll go in the other room. And he goes, so I told you we could work this out.
I think that's the liaison with ABC. Okay. And she just wants him to read as fast as possible. And that becomes the next stumbling
block. Okay. Let's listen.
I'm ready.
Okay, go ahead and roll.
You rolling, sir? Good boy.
More funny people and their funniest videos. And the new Heim.
Have another cigarette, Ernie.
Towards the end.
Should we give it a roll?
Sure. That's what I'm sitting here for.
Okay. Let's do it. Tonight, on the new America's Funniest People, you'll hear Ja.
Well, I'm going to tell you something right now. I ain't going to make it. Not with anything other than a fucking Looney Tune.
Get somebody in here that can that calls horse races.
We got such a long way to go.
Can I get some indication that we're rolling or something? Are you over there by yourself, or are we?
I'm in another world.
We a team here.
We're a team.
I'm sitting here picking my nose. My fault. Not really.
I'll pick it up.
I don't care what.
He just said my fault. Not really.
Right. Michael Mara Show bonus hour Friday.
Yes.
The full 9.5 minute tape.
Should be read.
Is there any more?
Oh yeah.
Whatever you think we ought to do, we'll do. Let's just try it. I don't know what I'm going to say. By the time I say it, I'll have said it. If it fits, then we will leave it. Jesus Christ. What am I doing here? Here we go. Same thing.
Tonight, on America's Funniest People, the studio audience will choose who will marry bypass. On the Marabomadab.
You got something you can do? Because I'll kind of dick around here and
call somebody.
You'll see an American gladiator's son walk his. You'll see an American.
Wow. That's a big hole, but I can't do anything about it. You'll have to put some sound effects in there or some fan big or I don't know.
You know what I mean?
Somebody's got to give a. Not me.
All right, bye, man. Okay, we'll see you next week. All right, baby. Take care. Have a good week.
Bye, guys.
Yeah, you too. What an angry man.
Pretty great stuff. And I've never heard an outtake of him before, so I was very excited.
All right, very good. We got time for a couple more.
Okay, Colin Powell made a pretty astounding revelation on Meet the Press about illegal immigration.
Yeah, and I think he's getting too much crap for
it. We have millions and millions of illegal immigrants in our country, undocumented individuals who are working, who are doing things we need done in this country. They're all over my house doing things whenever I call for repairs, and I'm sure you've seen them at your house.
So he's got illegal immigrants.
Here's the thing. Mm-hmm. So what?
Right.
So he told, and I've got to be edited here. I'm sorry.
That's all right.
So he told the fucking truth.
Right.
Colin Powell is an American hero.
Right.
Yeah,
Powell was one of the few people in the Bush administration that had his S together.
That's
and
right.
Now it's like, oh my God, like everybody doesn't do this. Jeez, cut it out.
Did you hear the surveillance footage they have of his house?
Oh, they know.
It's really very.
Here it is.
Mexican American, like just
and I want to take a moment to say a happy Hispanic Heritage Month to my friend, well, my acquaintance, Oscar Santiago.
Yeah,
I celebrate it every day.
Mexican American.
Now, did you hear about? I don't know exactly what the guy's title is. According to YouTube, he is a South African chairman.
Okay.
Did you see the footage of this gentleman?
I did not see this.
He's a fat guy, Mike.
Okay.
And he was on a news program, and the chair was not up to the challenge.
Oh,
we
no.
will have this video up at MikeOMaraShow.com.
Very good.
A case and a point for them to raise that.
Oh, and I need to listen because there's a very noticeable crack before the share goes. Okay.
Or is it a done deal by the time Trevor Manuel?
It's actually an opportunity for members of parliament to actually digest and go through the documentation that is going to be presented to the public. Mm. And the opportunity for proper engagement is actually after the tabling of the...
Down he goes.
And it is terrific.
That's a repeat.
You want to hear that one?
Yes,
more?
That's a repeat. Because okay. I like the crack, so he knows it's going.
Yeah. There's an urgency to his voice.
Hey, there is, but there isn't. He's trying to cover it.
He thinks maybe he beat it.
He thinks he got it.
Yes. A place and a point for them to raise that? Or is it a done deal by the time Trevor Manuel?
It's actually an opportunity for members of parliament to actually digest and go through the documentation that is going to be presented to the public. And the opportunity for proper engagement is actually after the tabling of the...
11 seconds between that first crack of the glass.
Oh, there he is. I gotta see it.
So go to the website.
Go to MichaelMerrishow.com. We'll have that.
Now, Mike, this will shock you. Are you ready? You have a seat because this will shock you. Right. Get ready, America.
All right. The last one here.
CBS lied to us.
Oh, they did?
No. Do you remember? No. And I know it's been days since we've played another version of the Hawaii 5-0 theme.
Yes.
But remember when we broke this and we said, oh, my God, it sounds great. And it does sound great.
Yes.
Right.
But like the rest of America, I tuned in CBS last night at 10 p.m. to be disappointed by the new Hawaii 5-0.
Oh, they have a new theme?
This is not the theme they used. After they sent it out and made a big deal, listen to how cheesy the new... It sounds like they sped it up in order to make it shorter.
Okay.
That could
this
be.
This is the new one? Oh, they effed it.
Yeah.
They punted it like CBS always
does.
You
know, I know it's a little detail, but they did. F them.
Yeah,
that's
I hate
typical
it.
CBS.
And just last...
How was the show?
It was horrible. I don't like... They've established sort of a negative relationship between McGarrett and Dano.
When
I don't
Scott
like that.
Kahn, James Kahn's son, becoming like a caricature of himself,
yeah,
too?
I don't
when
care
he got to Entourage, that's when he started becoming a little... He's such a little pimp anyway, but I used to love the guy because he was a perfect tough.
He is a
perfect
then
he's just,
jump.
And then everything he does is the same way.
He's the
and
same guy.
His father had more depth, bottom line.
Okay, and I will we'll close with this. I will save you 59 minutes and 56 seconds, okay? Here was what we used to listen to the old show for. Forgive me.
Book 'em, Dano.
And this is what we got last night.
Book 'em, Dano.
Pretty great, huh?
Hey, terrific. Okay.
There you go. That's your magic audio. All new on CBS.
That is very good. All right. We will take a break. And when we come back, ladies and gentlemen, it's news with Buzz Burbank. Honeycrisp. Right after this. Welcome back to MichaelMerrishow.com. Time for the news. How are you? I am worried about you. You are sick again, and it sounds like
he's
it.
Sickly, Mike.
I want to make sure what are you taking?
I am very well. Everything.
Everything?
Yeah, especially before bed.
Go to the website, MichaelMerrishow.com, please, and give Buzz some home remedies, okay?
Is it
Buzz
the same as before?
Remedies. No, you know, over the last 6 weeks, it started that I had a sinus infection, and then I had a cold, and I got over the cold, and then I had laryngitis for a couple of days, and I got over that, and I had several days of peace, and a second cold kicked in, and I think now I'm at the very end of that.
And I also think allergies because of this turn in the weather.
Could have aggravated.
My eyes are killing me.
You have said for 10 years...
Everything is allergies.
Everything. Someone could be bleeding from the eyes, and you would say, it's allergies.
It's like the old joke about the man falls dead on the stage. They say, we have to cancel the performance, and someone in the background says, give him an enema. The stage manager says, I'm sorry, sir, you don't understand. The man is dead. He says, it couldn't hurt.
I had a horrible joke, but I hope Buzz feels better, but I can't think, but he probably has a low T cell count.
As I said last time, Oscar, that's perhaps ill-advised.
It's ill-advised. And now here he is after we've set this.
You.
We've certainly helped Buzz out by setting this up and telling all of you that he's ill.
He can live for years with that.
Here he is, the sickly newsman. Take it away,
look
Buzz.
Look how well I do, just barely holding on.
You sound fine.
Brought to you today by Patriot Harley Davidson. On September 25th and 26th, the Harley dealer demo truck will be in Fairfax at the Outback Steakhouse on Lee Highway.
What? Turn it down.
I like it loud.
Be the first to ride 18 of the 2011 Harley models. Sign up for Ride Times and get more info at patriothd.com or click their link on MikeO'MaraShow.com. Patriot Harley Davidson.
And you're listening to the sound of my Patriot Harley Davidson.
That is so cool.
I actually got my motorcycle there. I bought two motorcycles there. And I might get a third one there because I might trade my old one in for a new one that's better for my butt. Thank you. Yeah. There it is.
You want good news?
Yes, I do.
The new report says the Earth's ozone layer is no longer shrinking and, in fact, may be back to normal by 2048.
Wow.
Experts say it's because we've stopped using 100 different chemicals that once threatened to destroy that protective layer.
I myself have switched to mousse.
That is a really, really good thing.
That is good.
No more Aquanet for you.
And I used to live on it.
So taking the sprays that we used to use and
the
cutting
aerosols,
back,
the refrigerants that we used to use, absolutely.
Remember when car air conditioners used to actually work?
I like when we have a wind column for the environment.
Yeah, we could use that. I try to embrace those wherever I find them.
Very good.
And what you're about to hear now is not opinion, it's a reporting of fact. 7 months ago, 10 Republican senators wrote a letter to President Obama urging him to boost the economy by giving tax breaks to business, which could then create more jobs. The president used that Republican model, those are their ideas, in his latest economic proposal, which Republicans now say they will vote against. Republicans say they'll vote no because Obama's plan does not include extending tax cuts for the wealthiest 2% of Americans. Republicans also say that when they take back control of the House this fall, they plan to roll back parts of the president's new health care law. Quoting Tennessee's Lamar Alexander,
"Hello.
The more Republicans we have here, the more changes we can make."
Well, that's a lot of changes there, sir.
Utah's Orrin Hatch, a bigwig on the Finance Committee, has proposed eliminating the penalty for employers who fail to offer health insurance. There are also Republican plans to cut the money that would have been used to enforce the new health care law.
But what are they going to do in the positive area? It's one thing to say we're going to stop all this. God, F them.
Negative's easy, Mike.
I swear to God.
A political watchdog group says Republican Senate nominee Christine O'Donnell broke the law by misusing campaign funds. The Citizens Group has filed formal complaints to this effect, saying that O'Donnell used campaign money for personal living expenses. The group says she also...
Is calling me here during the show.
Colleen
People
O'Donnell?
Should know that. Swear to God.
What's Fundraiser? Your resume? Do you have any Eye of Newt? That's what she's calling to say.
I have new. I'm sorry I've used the F word twice on the show today.
You're not that sorry. Stop.
Citizens Group says she also lied about the use of the funds and failed to report some of her campaign income. O'Donnell, a darling of the Tea Party movement, denies the charges. Perhaps she's just the victim of a witch hunt.
That's
you
good.
See,
I like that.
A new Gallup poll says the Republicans are losing their edge as the midterm election draws closer.
What did you say?
I said a new Gallup poll.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
It says Republicans are losing their edge as the midterm election draws closer. The 49-43% advantage of August has slipped to a 46-45 near tie in September. And the enthusiasm advantage held by the Republicans has also slipped, but is still substantially stronger than the enthusiasm of Democratic voters. The election's now just 6 weeks away.
You know, it's very interesting, and that's why politics is politics.
Right.
You can't tell. You can go down to 2 weeks before the presidential
right.
election. You're not going to know.
Right.
Anything can happen. One thing, the other guy says the F word by you know, anything.
That's
these
why you'll never be president, Mike.
Can slip up. I will never run for office.
And if you are elected president, are we keeping the podcast?
Damn right. We keep the podcast no matter what. Podcast never goes away. Never goes away.
Shows to check out as the new fall TV season premieres continue this evening include Glee, Raising Hope, Running Wild, and Detroit 187.
Okay, Detroit 187 might be the one. We didn't
Michael
get
Imperioli.
We didn't get a chance to talk about Boardwalk Empire.
Tomorrow.
No, we
damn
didn't.
It.
We'll do it tomorrow.
I think it's on like 1,000 times tonight, so if the people haven't seen
listeners
it,
check
watch
it out.
It.
Let me know what you think.
I have been slandering Glee for probably the last 3 years.
Right. Yes.
How long it's been around?
Two seasons, I think.
Have you looked in on it lately?
Season, yeah. No, but I heard a rendition of their Journey song.
Yes. Right?
Pretty great.
I'm all in.
Yeah.
I've never seen that thing show, but I'm all in.
You know, I felt the exact same way. I only watched Glee maybe once last year, but you get through all the other crap and you get to the actual musical performances.
They're great.
And they slay.
I was jamming out like a homo.
And you know what? It's worth investing the 59 minutes just for any time that Jane Lynch is on the screen.
I agree. She's so great. Maybe the most talented person on television today. And the script, I think, is surprisingly smart and funny.
She's the gym coach.
The lesbian, right.
The lesbian gym coach. Right. All right.
She coaches the Cheerios, Mike.
Finally, the principal at a school in New Zealand smelled marijuana. The smell was strong. There was even a bit of smoke. He roamed the halls, searching for the source of the smoke, and found nothing. That's when he realized it was coming from outside the building. And that's when he discovered that the smoke was coming from the incinerator at the nearby police station. Once they, too, realized what was happening, the police put out the fire.
Oh, man, and everybody at the school in about a quarter-mile radius was very happy.
Contact high.
They couldn't keep brownies on the shelf.
Higher education. I'm Buzz Burbank on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Thank you, Buzz. That's it. We got to go, everybody. Tomorrow on the show, we'll talk about Boardwalk Empire. We'll talk about salmon that can kill you.
Yes. Oh, and our car stories we never got to.
Oh, that's right, car stories. Lots going on tomorrow's show. Yes. Please join us tomorrow. And don't forget that bonus hour with that rave out. I can't wait for that.
I love this new outro, by the way. My second day with
isn't
it.
Isn't this good stuff?
Effing rules.
Brian Setzer Orchestra, ladies and gentlemen. And it's got a whole bunch of different posts in it. You know, you can talk, and then you can relax, and then you can talk, and then you can relax, and then you can hit the post in 1, 2, 3, 4.
Nice.
Yes,
sir.
Very impressive.
Our show is brought to you by DigitalTrends.com. For cutting-edge news and reviews of games, gadgets, and movies, go to DigitalTrends.com. You can also enter to win a pair of quality
good
home theater speakers, DigitalTrends.com. Follow them on Facebook and Twitter, too. DigitalTrends.com. Click their ad on our website. Our show today... I was just reading the other sponsor. Our web host, there it is.
You have been up since 3 a.m.
Our web host is Blue Bob. This program cannot be rebroadcast in any form without written consent from an authorized representative of Honeycrisp Apples.
Yum!
Yay.
Anyway, we depend on advertising. You can reach tens of thousands of folks right here. Click advertise at MikeO'MaraShow.com or call 301-244-8773. For Rob Spiewak, Buzz Burbank, and Oscar Santana, Mike O'Mara saying bye-bye now. Take it away, Brian Setzer.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.